This is KUT. We're just about 3 weeks from this November's constitutional proposition election, and early voting starts October 19th. KUT's Ben Philpott has spent the last couple of weeks explaining each of the 7 propositions on the ballot. Today, he takes a look at Proposition 5.
Constitutional elections in Texas don't draw many voters. Over the last 3 elections, no more than 8% of registered voters have gone to the polls. And honestly, it's propositions like number 5 that might keep people away. Here's what it would do. The state constitution currently allows counties with 5,000 residents or fewer to construct and maintain private roads. Prop 5 raises that population bar to 7,500. The need for the original amendment? Well, counties that small usually don't have a private contractor who can be hired by a private landowner to do road work. That's why the county steps in. Okay, so that's fine. But what's the need to change the population number? Here's Lubbock State Senator Charles Perry explaining the need during the legislative session.
One community in my district, the addition of a prison has pushed them over the 5,000 person population threshold.
So, because of one county, a county with about 6,400 residents, the entire state is voting on a constitutional amendment. But for that county, Garza County, by the way, it's very important. Lee Norman is the county judge there.
There's just a need there to help the rancher and the farmer. We may clean out culverts. We may clean out cattle guards, haul rock. So it's a relatively small issue.
If passed, 20 additional counties will be able to take advantage of this proposition. Ben Philpott, KUT News.